You're listening to WPSU. Eight candidates are running in the Republican primary in the 13th Congressional District, one of Pennsylvania's seats in the U.S. House. One of those candidates is Bernie Washabaugh. WPSU's Ann Danahy talked with Washabaugh about why he's running for Congress.
Bernie Washabaugh II, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You're a real estate and hotel developer from Chambersburg. Why are you running for Congress?
Well, I have some frustration, like I think a lot of people do in this country and in our district. The things that are going on in Washington, D.C., sometimes we scratch our heads and wonder, why these things are happening. We gave the keys to the career politicians in Washington, D.C., to our store. We go about living our lives, and we came back to check on things, and all the money in the cash register was gone. My goal is to go down there and help President Trump get those keys back. That's why I'm involved.
Can you be more specific about that? Are there specific policy changes or programs that you would like to see?
Well, I mean, you can go down the list. I think mainly with my business background, there's a lot of issues relating to the economy, financing, regulations on small business. Those are the types of things that I would have a focus on.
And you said that politicians have cleared out the cash register. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, in business, when we move forward with something, we analyze it, we make sense of it, and we do what's in the best interest of whether it's our stockholders or, the interested parties. In this case, of course, it would be the people of this country. And I just think the policies that a lot of the policies, I'm not saying there aren't some good people in Washington, D.C. There certainly are. But I think you have to draw a distinction between the good people and the career politicians that are there. There's special interests that have impact, and I don't think that's in the best interest of the people of this country.
Can you give an example of specific legislation that you would have liked to have seen handled differently?
Well, I've been a politician, and sometimes that's a bad word. I don't think it has to be a bad word, but every time I say it, I get a little anxious. But in terms of specific policies, I think that the things that happen, I keep referring to the special interest. You see things happen and you just scratch your head and you just wonder why. Why would you do that? It's illogical.
What made you scratch your head?
You mean specifically?
Mm-hmm.
You're putting me on the spot in terms of specifics, but
anything that when it was happening, when it was in the news, you thought, gosh, I don't understand what's going on.
Well, what's interesting about that is I've been doing this thing running for the U.S. House here for about a month and a half. And I've been out seeing the people. And more recently, I haven't been able to watch the news. I try to catch it online when I'm doing other things. But I'm a little bit out of the loop in terms of you asked for specifics. I guess maybe the most recent thing, of course, is the recent budget that was passed, the $1.3 trillion budget. The way these kind of things happen, and I'm sure there was some behind-the-scenes discussion, but, this bill came out. I know they had less than, I don't know whether it was 48 hours or whatever it was to look at it. And to vote on something of that size in that short of a period of time, the process just broke, and there's just something wrong with that. So I would point to that one as the main one. And again, anything economic related is where my focus will be.
You're one of eight Republicans on the ballot in this primary. What makes you a better choice than your opponents?
Well, I've been referring to my business background. I'm a real estate and hotel developer. To draw a distinction between maybe a builder and a developer, a builder would get a set of drawings and they would build a structure. In our case, you drive by and see a vacant piece of ground, and we have to put some vision involved into that and try to figure out what could happen there. Then we go through the qualification process to determine, the market ability for whatever we're proposing to do. So the reason I say that is that we have a certain set of skills that we hone throughout our careers. I'm also a world traveler. I've been all over the world. I've been to all seven continents, including Antarctica. And I refer to these things because I think these are the kinds of broad-mindedness and perspective that you have in the real world to go to Washington and try to solve some of the issues and some of the problems that we have there.
As a businessman, how do you feel about President Trump's recent criticism of some businesses, including Amazon?
Well, you know, what we're trying to do is create a fair playing field for everybody. You know, you see these cozy relationships that big business and big banks have with the federal government. And I'm not against big business or big banks. It's just that it's not fair to the rest of the economy. And, you know, some of these relationships cause these potential risks to our economy that I don't like. You know, if you're too big to fail, to me, you're too big to exist. And we have to put policies into effect, in my opinion, that favor small business. There's a lot of advantages to small business, and that's going to be one of my strategies.
You're supportive of having stronger borders and preventing illegal immigration. This is a two-part question. Do you support building a wall, and how would you pay for it?
We're a country of laws. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country. So I'm very strong on border control. You know, the President of the United States, President Trump, refers to the wall, and I think a lot of times it's a symbolic thing for him. It's not necessarily a physical wall, but what he's attempting to say to us is that we need strong borders, and I'm in favor of that.
And we just have a few seconds left, but would you be open to any type of gun control, further legislation?
Well, of course, I'm a strong Second Amendment person. You know, I have a concealed carry permit, have a few weapons. You know, the Supreme Court in 2008 weighed in on it and said that individuals have the right to bear arms with certain restrictions. You know, anybody with a pickup truck, we don't want them pulling a Patriot missile system behind their pickup. So, you know, at some level, there needs to be some discussion about where those limits are. But we've got plenty of laws on the books that talk about that.
Bernie Washabaugh, Republican candidate for the U.S. House, thank you so much for joining us.